Debbie Ngaruapaka is a List MP for Te Pāti Māori right now, but she is vying to be Te Tai Hauauru's MP. Also, I'll be talking with Harete, who's having a go for the Nats, for the same seat soon. But Debbie, as always, thanks very much for sharing some kōrero with us. Hope you're going okay on the hustings, sister. Tēnā koe.
Morena.
Firstly, can we talk about the Electoral Commission, who have come in for some criticism about where booths are, access for our people, early voting, etc. They've published where the election booths are going to be set up and the increase of booths in marae, shopping centres, etc. But from your understanding and when you look at your own electorate, is it going to make it any easier for our people to vote, Debbie?
Look, I think the problem that we have is that they have... So I just got the list of them last night, and some of them have a different course of hours. The ability for our whānau to know how, what, when, and where they are is going to be problematic because they simply haven't advertised it well enough. They're not communicating to our whānau, and there's an assumption that all our whānau wake up in the morning and buy the New Zealand Herald. So, you know, I think there's a real disservice from the Electoral Commission. There has been for a long time. We saw that in the switching of the roles. So we've got to get out once again and do their job. And we saw a large proportion go from the general role to the Māori role in Te Tai Hauauru because of the fact that we were really active in our comms space. So at a time when we should be focusing on, hey, this is our messaging for the elections, we now have to do the Electoral Commission's job. And I put to us that unfortunately, as Māori and the size of our electorates, we've continuously had to compensate and carry them in delivering their messaging better to our people.
Yeah, that's an interesting thought. I remember when the COVID challenge was on and the one-size-fits-all sort of strategy of communication from Wellington did not work to connect the dots for our people. Therefore, we had to take the reins ourselves, start messaging in the ways that we communicate with each other rather than devised by some fancy ad agency. And all of a sudden, our people were coming on board. Do you think that we're witnessing the same challenge here? You've sort of touched on ideas of it, that the orange man's not connecting with our peeps and we need to word it differently, place it differently to connect in the way we communicate with each other.
Yeah, absolutely. And there is nothing that is done to our advantage in this whole process, the way that it's been set up, the way that they reach out. So it's all great to see that we've got marae and we've got extra Māori venues added to it. but, you know, if our people don't know that, it's an exercise that looks good on paper for the Electoral Commission, but for our people, it just means for us as the candidates, for us as the Māori communities, for us that are making sure and trying to ensure that our whānau vote and participate have to work harder to use our own platforms, our own sphere of influence to get the messaging out. The thing too is to receive that list this week when it's so close to the date. So yeah, there's nothing that the Electoral Commission has done to make this process equal and easy for our whānau to access. And it just, again, like you said, it reeks of all the experiences we have with government communications for COVID, all the experiences we have with government departments on a good day have just been triply hard coming into it. So, yeah, we've just got to get the message out to our whānau.
No one knows more about oil, gas exploration in this country, its upshots and negatives, than the people of Taranaki. And I see that the Nats are talking about reopening gas and oil exploration. There are some saying that the extractive industries provide food on the table and they will do that irrespective of its environmental consequences. What's your reaction here?
My reaction is that, you know, the Nats have got to talk about it because they haven't got anything fresh and innovative to offer as an economic solution. So it's a little bit like all these parties that have back in their campaign messaging, they all sort of think they're going to go back to the past. But the reality is what we have is two big parties, National and Labor, who have let us down desperately in the ability for this country to get out of the sunset disastrous sector that we have. You've got, you know, National that let the Tui oil platform, Timaran, into the country, no bond. They left. They've left us, a, you know, a $400 million bill plus growing every day to do the decommissioning. You've got Labor that didn't have the guts to sit there and support the banning of seabed mining with my bill. They have backtracked on some of the block offer permits that they meant to have slowed down and stopped and transitioned out of the sector. So sadly, what we have is a really weak approach to moving and progressing out of the pollutive extraction industry into something else. And it's not just the Nats. The Nats have been more bold about it, but Labor's dragged their toes and you know, dragged their feet, their heels, whatever, dragged their heels in the exiting of that sector as well. The only party that's holding government to account, the only party that front-footed on banning seabed mining, the only party that's sitting there talking about us transitioning out of synthetic fertiliser, the only party that pushed that agriculture should be kept in the ETS is the Party Māori. And that's why we have to make sure we get in and we hold big parties to account, because talk is cheap, but once they're in, they let the sector continue to grow in Taranaki, and Taranaki Māori don't want it. And we've had to live with the polluted waters, and we've had to fight to stop the fracking, and we're the ones that have to live with the uncertainty to, duty-year permits and what it does to our backyard. So, we've just got to keep fighting the good fight, sadly, and watch these big parties completely, lack any innovation to be able to protect our environment.
I see you're going into bat for our whānau as well, disabilities,
yeah.
And... this report I'm aware of also suggests that you want to replace ACC with a Māori ACC entity, not allowing disabled people to be paid less than the minimum wage. Other parties don't seem to be focusing on the plight of the disabled. What should we read into the fact that Te Pāti Māori is?
I think Te Pāti Māori has sort of been... we're that kind of party that continues to chip away at, be really consistent and continue to deliver for our whānau to make sure we leave no one behind. So as you're watching all the scrapping and the over-promising and, someone saying we're Indigenous and someone saying we're not and all this other, rubbish going on around us, we just have to continue to mahi a te mahi. And these are a lot of things we've learned about ourselves that we need to use our sphere of influence to help to make our whānau lives better. So ACC has been a huge problem, a huge barrier, and a lot of our whānau hauā being able to access support. And when we were listening to some of the kōrero, and we've been extremely humbled by Paddy Huanama, a whole lot of our whānau that have helped us to get this policy. And I think, what we've got to do is just continue to do what we said we would do, is have sight and to make sure we hear our whānau out there. And now's the time. You listen, you look at everyone. Everyone is telling our people, this is what we will do. We will take you back. We will take you forward. We're in it for you. What we've done is we've said to our whānau during a campaign period, what does Aotearoa Ho mean to you? What do you want it to look like? What are our aspirations? And I think we've just completely gone down a different path for this period, because we know we're getting a lot of attention and we need to turn that attention onto our people. So we're the only party that has used the advantage of the election period to talk to our whānau and to ask them, what do you want? What does Aotearoa Ho look like to you? And now our mana hauā, our whānau hauā, need to make sure that we make their lives better and they're able to live to their true potential. That's a lot of what we're doing. So while everyone's out there making promises and telling our people what they should be doing, we are doing a completely different relationship with our whānau, and we're loving it. So it's a good time for politicians to be hearing what it is that Aotearoa needs.
Tēnā koe, go well on the campaign hustlings. I'll talk with you again soon.
Anytime.
Tēnā koe, Debbie. Thank you. Thanks so much. You're with Urban Māori Radio.